The Kodiak Island Borough School District was counting on a one-time funding boost approved by the state legislature earlier this year, but then Governor Dunleavy slashed it in half this summer. For Kodiak, that meant the district had to chop about $2 million from its budget. Superintendent Cindy Mika says one of the immediate changes is that parents are expected to buy school supplies for the first time since the pandemic. The district had covered those expenses the last few years through federal funding like COVID relief money.
It was our hope to continue that one more year, but with the cuts that we had to make to our supply budget after the one-time funding was cut, we weren't able to do that this year. And so we did publish our school supply lists and let the parents know that that would be a responsibility for their students.
Some community members, however, have stepped up on social media to purchase supplies and give them to school officials to distribute or give to kids directly. Mika says Kodiak middle and high school students will also notice their classes are a bit bigger this year.
We are trying to go up to our 30 student to one teacher cap that the board's adopted. Even though that's been there for a while, we haven't had to go up to that. Elementary should pretty much stay the same.
Another change is activity fees. For years, parents haven't had to pay the fees that help sports and clubs pay for things like travel, uniforms, and equipment.
During the pandemic, the district paid 100% of those fees with our federal funding. And then this year, we're going to pay 50% of the fees. The parents will pay 50%. Mm-hmm. And then next year, parents will step up to 100%.
Outside of budget cuts, high school students will see changes to the district's cell phone policy. Teachers are expected to enforce a no cell phone policy during instructional time. The district also has almost 30 new teachers, six of whom are from the Philippines. In Kodiak, I'm Brian Venois.